नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, we should offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and to Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and to Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and to Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and unto Srila Prabhupada, the translator, commentator, and our spiritual master. Anashta Prayesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyuttama Shloke Bhaktim Bhavati Naishtiki. By regular attendance in classes on Srimad Bhagavatam and by rendering devotional service to the pure devotee, all that is inauspicious within the heart is destroyed almost to nil, and loving devotion to the Supreme Lord, who is glorified in transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. On this 21st day of November 2011 in Alachua, Florida, we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, The Birth of Lord Krishna, text number 19. Vato svajanma sthiti sangyaman vibho padantya nihat agunada vikriyat Twaishwari brahmani no virudnyate Tvadashwayatvad pacharyate gunai Pattosya janma sthiti sangyaman vibho Vadantya nihad agunara vikriyat Vaishwade brahmani no virudyate Tvadashwayat vad pacharyate gunai Vato svajanma sthiti sangyaman vibho Vadantya nihat agunara vikriyat Vaishwade brahmani no virudhyate Tvarashriyat vad upacharyate gunai Tvatto svajanma sthiti sangyaman vibho Vadantya nihat agunara vikriyat Vaishwade brahmani no virudyate Tvarashrayatvad upacharyate gunai Tvatto smajanma sthiti jangyaman vibho Vadantya nihat agunara vikriyat Tvatosya janma sthiti sangyaman vibho Vadantya nihat agunara vikriyat Vaishwade brahmani no virudyate are from your lordship, asya, of the entire cosmic manifestation, janma, the creation, sthiti, maintenance, sanyaman, and annihilation. Vibho, O my lord, vadanti, the learned Vedic scholars conclude, anihat, who are free from endeavor, agunat, who are unaffected by the modes of material nature, avikriyat, who are unchanging in your spiritual situation, vayi, in you, ishvare, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahmani, who are Parabrahman, the Supreme Brahman. No, not. Virudyate, there is a contradiction. Tvat ashriyatvat, because of being controlled by you. Upacharyate, things are going on automatically. Gunai, by the operation of the material modes. Translation, O my Lord, learned Vedic scholars conclude that the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the entire cosmic manifestation are performed by you, who are free from endeavor, unaffected by the modes of material nature, and changeless in your spiritual situation. There are no contradictions in you, who are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman. Because the three modes of material nature, sattva, rajas, and tamas, are under your control, everything takes place automatically. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Vedas, natasya karyam karanam cha vinyate. Go ahead. Parasya shakti vividhaiva shuyate swabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do, and no one is found to be equal to or greater than him, for everything is done naturally and systematically by his multifarious energies. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6.8. Creation, maintenance, and annihilation are all conducted personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mayatyakshena prakati suyate sacharacharam. Yet ultimately the Lord does not need to do anything, and therefore he is nirvikara, changeless. Because everything is done under his direction, he is called Srishti Karta, the master of creation. Similarly, he is the master of annihilation. When a master sits in one place while his servants work in different duties, whatever the servants are doing is ultimately an activity of the master, although he is doing nothing. Natasikayam karanam chavidyate. The Lord's potencies are so numerous that everything is nicely done. Therefore, he is naturally still and is not directly the doer of anything in this material world. Om jnana tvarandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshu unmilitam mena tasmai shri gurave namah. Born in the darkness of ignorance, my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my humble obeisances unto him and all members of Sri Parampara. Here the devas are continuing to glorify Krishna. Vasudev is offering his prayers to Krishna right after his birth. And he's appeared as this wonderful child, as Vishnu, carrying the four symbols of Vishnu. And here, Vasudev is describing how Krishna is controlling, creating, maintaining, and annihilating this universe through the agency of his material energy, which is conducted by the three modes of nature. And yet, while he does all this, he remains unaffected. Krishna says in the Gita, I am sitting as though neutral. None of this stuff affects me. All the creation and what goes on during the creation, Krishna is completely unaffected. Now this is a big contrast between the living entity and Krishna. Whatever we do under the modes of nature affects us.